Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When using the internet, we rarely think about the physical location of the information we are accessing. But as Edmund Yeh, an associate professor of electrical and computer engineering at Northeastern University, explains, redesigning the web could bring vast improvements in efficiency.
The internet defines the modern information age, but the current architecture called TCP/IP is becoming outdated. This architecture can be traced back to the invention of the telephone network, which was built to enable point-to-point conversations. The current internet follows this paradigm by focusing on point-to-point conversations between computing machines. Today's internet applications, however, are primarily concerned with the distribution and collection of information content. Whether you're reading a newspaper online, watching a YouTube video, or following a Twitter feed, it matters little which machines communicate with each other. What matters is that one can access content whenever, wherever, and on whichever device he prefers. This mismatch between a conversation-based internet architecture and popular content-driven applications has led to problems such as weak security, network congestion, and difficulty in handling mobile access. To solve these problems, a 10-institution team is creating a revolutionary new internet architecture called Name Data Networking, or NDN, which focuses on information content. NDN replaces IP addresses with content names, which enable direct access to a specific chunk of data without forcing that chunk to be a part of a conversation. Imagine you want to read today's front page of the New York Times on your iPad. With NDN, your iPad sends out a packet expressing interest in data named NewYorkTimes.com/frontpage/today. The internet then forwards this interest to a location that contains the front page. This could be the New York Times website, or if your trusted neighbor has already downloaded an authenticated copy, you can simply retrieve it from the storage cache on his computer. The NDN architecture will reduce network congestion, increase mobile access, and enhance internet security. It will democratize the distribution of content so that all internet users become active information producers, distributors, and consumers.
That was Edmund Yeh of Northeastern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Got me a couple pictures on this email too. We're gonna see what they tell me.